We interrupt to bring you this.
You've connected with a worldwide network of millions. You're on TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Time for more positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and we are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin right here on TalkZone.com. And we have a wonderful guest on today talking about relationships, healing relationships, divine relationships, the opposite of what we're often hearing about relationships today, that the divorce rate is so high and there's so many breakups and so many issues. We're talking about how do we work toward positive, beautiful, loving relationships that we just really are sacred to us. My guests are Janae Weinhold and Barry Weinhold, husband and wife team, PhDs, co-founders of the Carolina Institute for Conflict Resolution and Creative Leadership. They are the co-authors of 31 books, including The Flight from Intimacy, Healing Your Relationship of Counterdependency, The Other Side of Codependency, and the other book is Breaking Free of the Codependency Trap, both codependency and counterdependency being very common in our culture. You can give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT if you have any questions about your relationship. We have on the relationship experts. Welcome back, Janae and Barry. Okay, Barry and Janae, either one, we have these subconscious patterns that we've had, you know, that are ingrained in us. We talked about this before. Their thoughts, their feelings, their beliefs. And we may want to go in one direction, but sometimes these subconscious feelings take over. How do we break through those?
Yeah, they tend to undermine what we want with our conscious mind, the good things, because they are things that are were created probably in the first 3 years of our lives. And what happens is that we develop sort of a hard drive that's sometimes called the internal working model of reality, that basically frames how we look at ourselves, other people, and the world. And what that contains is the early developmental traumas, which were caused by the inability of our parents to really understand or help us complete two main developmental processes in early childhood, the bonding, attachment, and also the development of the self. And we see that the first one, the bonding, the lack of completion of that leads to codependent issues, and the lack of the development of the self leads to counterdependent issues. And then in addition, it also produces unmet developmental needs from childhood that show up in our adult relationships, like the need for unconditional love and acceptance for who we are. And then we also have mistaken beliefs about ourselves and other people in the world that are part of this internal working model, such as I'm unlovable, or I have to do what others want me to do in order to earn their love, or I have to protect myself and my close relationships from getting hurt again. And these kind of messages, these kind of beliefs, and these needs, those unmet needs, and these traumas are what keep us from experiencing a divine relationship. So we have to clear those in some way, and we think the best way to do that, I mean, you can do that through therapy and a lot of other ways, but we think the best way to do that is with a partner, working cooperatively, working together with somebody to help each other to clear those. That's the kind of intimacy that and we have found that when we do that with each other, it's the kind of intimacy that rivals sexual intimacy as being deep and abiding and really transcendent in many ways.
You know, I'd like to talk about the part you just mentioned, and that's a sexuality. That's also misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that play a role? Do you see the sexual component of the relationship absolutely critical or not so critical? Just on the side, I often feel that that's what really separates friendship from a relationship.
Yeah.
Because you can have most everything else with a friend except for that one component, the sexual component.
That's right. And we think it's back to your categories, I think it's a critical part. And to have a healthy sexual relationship, one that's committed and is monogamous, so there's no kind of doubts or fears about you sharing that with anybody else. So it's exclusive, And it really builds a kind of container for divine relationship, and it becomes kind of the crucible for it. And so we don't see it as sort of, and I agree that it separates what would be considered a friendship from a love, divine love relationship. Now, although you can have kind of divine love relationships with friends that go so far, but I don't think they go as far as they do with a committed couple.
Your comments on what Barry said about the sexual component in relationships.
Well, I think sexuality is a way, one way of exchanging relation energy, and that having that component there provides, I think, a really important piece of the bonding that at some level we still are little children who respond to loving, nurturing touch. And so having that avenue there available it's actually not just rewarding, but it's also a barometer, I think, for the relationship. We know that when the spark goes out of our sexual relationship, that we've got some unconscious material in the way. And so that's kind of how we can, you know, this is like doing the weather check. Is the sexual energy there? And if it's not, what happened to it? And what is it that's blocking it? Because I think when something is wanting healed, the sexual energy kind of shuts down, and it forces you to, like, look at some other dimension of having, you know, like an emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And, you know, as I was just saying, that, you know, it's the component that makes the relationship different from any other relationship, really, is the sexual piece.
Right, and that's really all about the sacredness that we're talking about, and realizing that even sexual energy can have so many different, perform so many different functions. It can be playful, it can be expansive, it can be extremely just physical. So it's almost like, you know, the word love has all these different dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And so can a sexual relationship.
Go ahead. What do you say to folks who, you know, are listening to this and saying, well, that's all well and good, but my partner isn't listening to me. My partner has become cold. My partner gives me intermittent reinforcement. One day they're terrific and on, the next day they're too busy for me. And I'm feeling, the person is saying, and I'm feeling not loved or not wanted or frustrated or needy. And so it's very hard for me, the listener, saying, to follow what you are both telling me, the listener, because I'm not getting my needs met. And I don't really know how to go out and give my needs to my partner, because when I do, they're not returned. Okay, that's a biggie.
Well, right there is the script for codependency, Patricia. 100% right on target.
All right, and codependency meaning, give us your definition.
Well, the person is saying, it's all about me. I'm not this, I'm not getting that, you know. And they're not really looking at the space between themselves and that other person. What am I putting in that other space? How am I filling the space between us? What's the electricity? What's in the pot of stew? What is it that's in our dynamic that's the problem? Because if I'm only looking at, I'm not getting my needs this, I'm not, that's me sitting there waiting on somebody to read my mind and know I have this and I have this. So, you know, if a client came to me, I would say, well, what is it you're doing to get your needs met in the relationship? And how responsible is that other person for taking care of you?
One of the tools that we use a lot with clients, and it's in our books, but we could suggest it as a practical tool for your listeners to sort this out. And it's something we call the two lists. And we ask people to write down two lists of things that they can remember back from their childhood. The first list are all the things that they wish people had said or done for them or to them as a child, and that didn't happen. And then thinking about their life now as adults, that if they'd had those things, it would now make their adult life easier and happier, and their adult relationships easier and happier. And then the second list is to look back at their childhood from a different perspective. And the second list would describe all the things that were said and done to them as a child that did not do them any good and actually were hurtful or harmful and prevent them now from getting what they want or need in their adult relationships. So when people make those two lists, and they list all the things that they did, they wish they'd have gotten, and the things they got that they didn't wish they had gotten, that represents, the first list represents all the unfinished codependent issues in the relationship. And all the things we're still wishing that we have in our relationship. So whatever we didn't get as a child, we then bring with us into our adult relationships and we project them on our partners and hope that they're going to know how to do that for us. But if they don't, then we get angry at them and then we have conflict. So we say that the way to heal that in your adult relationships is to be willing to ask for what you want and need from your partner 100% of the time. Not expect them to read your mind or to guess what you might need or want that they aren't providing. And I know that's very challenging for a lot of couples because there's often this kind of belief that, gee, if I have to ask for what I want and need, then that means they really don't care or they don't love me. And that's not true. It's just that people are who they are. And then if you really want to take responsibility for healing your codependent issues, then you need to be willing to ask. You may not have to ask 100% of the time, but to be willing to is a surefire way to get what you want and need in this relationship. Does that make sense?
Well, absolutely. What you're saying is that you really have to be able to speak your truth. And many times that doesn't happen because we're afraid that when we speak our truth, that we're going to lose.
Or someone's
going to say no.
In
some way, the person will reject us.
Yeah, they'll reject us. And so that's the big fear. But you have to overcome that. And if a person says no, I mean, then you can ask, well, is that no right now or is that no never? I mean, often people don't know what no means until they ask. And sometimes it's no, I can't do that right now because of this or that. But I'll be willing to do that in a half hour or next week or tomorrow. So you have to negotiate to get your needs met. And that negotiation process is how people then begin to feel like this other person really does care and they are willing to do what they can to meet my needs. And it isn't going to be just the same as it was when I was growing up and nobody cared or nobody understood my needs.
Remember when I did that, Barry? I had this big fantasy of, I'd never been picked up in a car with a chauffeur. You remember what I did?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had an anniversary, and so we were planning to go out for our anniversary, and unbeknownst to me, she arranged for a limousine to pick us up to take us to the dinner we were going to go to. And it fulfilled her fantasy, and I didn't have quite that same fantasy, but it was nice that she was willing to do that. I was very pleased to have be chauffeured to our dinner at this fine restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Very romantic,
Let's talk more about that when we come back, and more about what are some of those other counterdependent and codependent behaviors that we can really look at and try to change and try to really be more authentic and speak our truth. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. I have terrific guests on today. But we're talking about relationships and how to create divine relationships. My guests are husband and wife team, Janae and Barry Weinhold, PhDs, who are co-founders of the Carolina Institute for Conflict Resolution and Creative Leadership. You can log on to weinholds.org, weinholds.org. Stay tuned, folks. I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. There's plenty more. We'll be right back.